Hey guys, so let me just start this off by saying that I've recorded this AMA so many times, and just there was always something that was going wrong or that was going on, and I wasn't able to post it or I wasn't able to edit or whatever. But I felt so bad, and I really wanted to get this posted because it's been way too long, and I kept putting it off, and yeah. So here is, finally, my AMA from forever ago. First question is, what have you enjoyed most about GWA since you joined? The people here are amazing, they're so supportive and open-minded, it's just a bunch of wonderful people, and that's what I love about it the most. What is your biggest sexual fantasy? I have two, and they are student professor and a gangbang. Do you have a lisp? If you do, I can hear it, and I think it's so goddamn cute. If not, then it might just be my brain wanting to hear a lisp. But anyway, I hope to hear more from you. Smiley face. I'm so sorry to disappoint, but I do not have a lisp, and I never thought of me sounding like I possibly have a lisp. I will say though that, and this is going to be weird, but I will say that I do get lazy with my tongue sometimes, so I guess I can understand how it will sound like it, but no, I'm sorry, sorry to tell you, I don't. Your favorite TV show? I really like Rick and Morty and Friends. I'm so just simple. I like to have like shows play in the background while I do other stuff, and it's usually Rick and Morty and Friends, so I'll choose those two. If you could only pick three tags for an audio you were going to listen to, what would they be? Three tags that would automatically make me interested in the audio would be MDOM, Ramble, and Cunnilingus. Have you learned anything about yourself since you started GWA? I haven't learned a whole lot yet. I haven't really experienced anything new. I've learned that there are a lot of people who like my voice, so that's something. What is the most creepy or off-putting thing someone has said in a PM to you? I don't get a lot of creeps. I do get a lot of guys just asking for my Skype or saying like, hey, you sound hot, wanna fuck on voice or something like that. I don't get a lot of creeps. I'll just leave it at that. What is the meaning of life? That's a great question. I think it's to help people, and I have no idea. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 19.
Would you ever post a Ramble fap? I think it'd be nice to just listen to you play with yourself. I thought about it. I might do it. But I don't know. What are your turn-ons? I have a lot of turn-ons, but I can't really think of it. But I love listening to like Rambles. And the thing that turns me on about Rambles are when like guys like sounds, and I don't mean like those sounds, but just like heavy breathing and like moaning and like sharp inhales and stuff like that. I'm sorry if you heard that, I was scratching my arm. Accents, reassurance, oh, and begging, the guy's begging. Favorite movies, TV shows, and games? Ooh, my favorite movie is, I'm gonna be totally sappy and say The Lake House. You thought I was gonna say The Notebook. The Lake House. My favorite TV show. Toss up between Friends and Rick and Morty. And my favorite video games. I had an unhealthy obsession with Overwatch, but I'm slowly moving on from that, and I'm getting into Black Ops 4. Favorite pet names or names? Kitten, of course. Baby girl, baby doll. Sweetheart. Baby. Sweetie. Pumpkin. But my favorite is princess. What is your favorite meal? I'm not gonna say like a specific dish, but I like Asian cuisine, like Korean, Japanese, Thai, Filipino, stuff like that. Where would you most like to travel to? I would like to travel to Europe, Australia, and Canada. And another part of the US. What do you most look forward to? I look forward to the future. as cliche as that seems, I mean it as in I'm just always interested in how things pan out and how my decisions affect my future. What's something you regret? I don't have a lot of regrets. Which also seems really cliche to say, because I believe in the whole, it's what you wanted at the time, and all of that, but if I were to speak on something that isn't in relation to that, it would probably be that I regret not taking my future seriously. What turns you on that you never expected? How did you discover it? What appeals to you about it? And is there anything you tried but didn't like? One thing that turns me on that I would have never expected was DDLG and calling my partner daddy. I also didn't expect to love M-Sub so much because I'm so submissive. I'm so submissive. And I discovered my attraction to calling my partner daddy by looking more into DDLG and realizing how close it was to Kitten Play, because I've been in a Kitten Play for so long, for a few years, and I saw a lot of similarities, and now it's one of the biggest things that I'm into. I love the caregiver aspect in both Kitten Play and DDLG, and that's what appeals me most to it. And so far, nothing that I've tried that I didn't like, which scares me a little bit. Do you have any creative hobbies outside of GWA? Yeah, I like to sing, write music, short stories and poetry and stuff like that, and like painting, just a lot of crafty things. How did you decide to try performing things, and were you nervous? Well, being a female who plays video games like Call of Duty and tries to communicate with your teammates, you get a lot of guys swooning and just losing their shit because a girl is, you know, playing with them. I've been told so much that I have a nice voice, and I was on GWA and I found scripts that I would have actually liked to read and perform, and I figured, why not? Favorite things to do on a lazy day. So I like to just play video games or do other crafty things or just go out with like friends, but I guess I wouldn't be considered lazy. So I guess just like crafty things like drawing, painting, or writing and stuff like that. Will you do more JOY audios or maybe hand-free orgasms? P.S. You're my favorite Gone Wild audio maker. That's very flattering and most likely a lie, and if it wasn't a lie, it's probably not even true anymore. But I do plan to fill and maybe write my own JOI scripts. I've never thought about the hands-free orgasm, but I'll I'll look into it. What would your perfect day look like? Gloomy, overcast, raining or drizzling, and light wind, thunder and lightning, and yeah, that's perfect weather for me. Do you plan to do more scene covers? Your voice is wonderful. Thank you. And yes. Top 3 GWA crushes. Okay. It was so hard to choose these, but I chose these guys because they were very paramount in my beginning experience with GWA. So, in no particular order, it's Rescindable Stare, Before Night Falls, and F. Scott Fitzgerald. How tall are you? Just curious. I'm 5'5". Favorite position? I like him on top because I love being like pounded into the bed, and then I also like from behind because I love being pounded into the bed face first. And that is it. I am hopefully going to post this today. Like, I'm going to edit this real quick, post it. Thank you so much to everyone who asked questions. And I don't know. Let's wait another few months before I post something again. Thank you for listening.